Returning from the evacuation zone for a few precious hours, the people on this bus were allowed back to the homes they were forced to leave. After collecting valuables, documents, even abandoned pets, they are once more escorted out. This police line marks the 20-kilometer boundary zone. It is as close to the Fukushima nuclear plant as anyone is allowed to go. Everyone living within that zone has been forced to move out. For the next 10 kilometers outside of this line, the government has said the dangers could be higher, and it has recommended that people do move away. But for anyone living there, it is an incredibly difficult choice to make. The 30-kilometer radius cuts right through the middle of the town of Minami-Soma. Overgrown gardens and abandoned homes are testament to the exodus that followed the first explosion at the Fukushima plant. Almost overnight, the population plummeted from 71,000 to just 10,000. Nunokawa Yoshiyuki is one of those who decided to stay. He's still running his family's fruit store, just 25 kilometers from the Fukushima Daiichi plant.
There are six people in my family. If I run away, there would be no job for me. I was born here, and I grew up here. I work hard to treat my customers well. My roots are here, and that's connected to all my customers. I don't want the Fukushima nuclear problem to beat us. I want to get over this. I talked to my family about it, and I decided to stay here.
Even though he's decided to stay, Nunokawa fears for his business.
The number of customers has really fallen. I used to deliver to wholesale customers, but they are within the 20-kilometer evacuation zone and have all closed down. So I've lost a lot of profit.
A kilometer down the road is an abandoned farm. Behind the padlock gates, rows of greenhouses full of dead plants. The cattle sheds overgrown and empty. The last entry on the delivery board at the farm entrance shows the date 13th of March, 2 days after the tsunami hit. At the town hall, officials are dealing with a stream of people asking for help and advice. The mayor of Minami-Soma, Sakurai Katsunobu, gained worldwide fame in March when he posted a video on the website YouTube appealing for help. He was scathing in his criticism of the Japanese government's response, saying his town was left isolated. 5 months later, authorities are struggling to bring the Fukushima nuclear plant under control. There is still much fear among the people of Minami-Soma. Takano Shinji is a staff member at the Tsunami Response Center.
We get many phone calls from citizens looking for information. I can't give them the answer. I have to ask the government, but always they say they haven't made a decision yet. Always the Japanese government's answer is, no, we can't.
Hour by hour, town hall officials plot the latest radiation readings on maps and mark the progress made on the cleanup operation.
Before, we never thought about the nuclear plant just up the road. The Japanese government always insisted that the plants were safe. But now with this situation that has befallen our town, we realize how dangerous nuclear plants really are.
Latest readings suggest the current radiation level in Minami-Soma does not pose a long-term health risk. But tens of thousands of residents have abandoned this town. Many are unlikely to return. Minami-Soma has been changed forever thanks to its nuclear neighbor. Henry Richwell for VOA News, Minami-Soma, Japan.